Live from Hollywood, California, it's The Rick Savage Show.
It is The Rick Savage Show. I am your host, Rick Savage. Welcome back to the podcast. Don't know what that noise was. Don't care. Happy Sunday night. Happy Grammy night. If you're looking for a Grammy recap, this is not the podcast for you. I don't really care. You know, I left my job a few months ago, and so I don't care about music right now. This was my 20th year in the music industry. My first job was at the end of 1998. So it's very weird to not have to work or care about the Grammys. And there's also, I also have some personal feelings that I'm not going to share on this podcast because I don't know exactly who listens to it. I don't want to say the wrong thing. The wrong person gets offended, or they send this to someone that would be offended. So I'm not watching the Grammys. I saw Childish Gambino won for Best Song. It's the first artist to win one of the major four categories and not show up in like 30 years or something. So that's cool. I like that they gave him the award, but I also feel like that was the token, like, oh, let's give one award to a subversive song / video. Hey, look at that. I said I wasn't going to recap the Grammys, and that's it. That's all I'm going to say. Shout out to Childish Gambino and whoever else won an award. Good for you. I'm sure you deserve it. I will say, the upside of not really caring about music is you get surprised still. And this goes for any industry. When you live and breathe something for so long, you know, you start to see routines, I guess. You know, everything kind of blends together. Everything's a fire drill. So then you stop kind of caring about either the things you're working on or at least music in general. I think that's why there's a few bands that I just continue to listen to years and years later. It was the 25th anniversary of Green Day's Dookie album. So I just started listening to Green Day a couple weeks ago and haven't really stopped. But my point is I was surprised. I'm watching Saturday Night Live last night. And Halsey is fine. She's on a couple songs that I've heard a few times. And cool, she's got a unique voice. She's very pretty. But even when it started, I remember saying, like, why is Halsey hosting Saturday Night Live? Like, she's not that famous. She's not Selena Gomez. You know, she's not Lady Gaga or Timberlake or someone like that. It's like, that's weird. She must have some comedy chops that we don't know about. Well, turns out she does. Show is pretty good. And the first song was kind of a ballad that I didn't know. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then the second song, what's the term? It messed me up. Like it got me. And the performance was really interesting. She was, if you haven't seen it, you should probably go watch it. She performed a song called East Side, which I completely missed. It came out like last year. I completely missed the song. And it's her and Benny Blanco, and he's the producer, songwriter, and Khalid, not to be confused with DJ Khaled. Khalid, nice singer, songwriter kid from Texas, I believe. Anyways, so she does this song. I don't know how to explain it, except she was doing a live art installation as she was singing the song. And yes, she lip synced. You could hear her live track a little bit, but there was a heavy, there was a heavy backing track. But I don't care. When it comes to these types of artists, so what? It's like everyone, I mean, no one anymore, but what feels like 100 years ago, but everyone used to kill Britney Spears for lip syncing. A, not that good of a singer. B, she danced a lot, bro. You know how out of breath you would be if you had to like full sing at full capacity and then also do the Hit Me Baby One More Time dance? So Halsey is doing this song called East Side, and she's painting a portrait of a girl. Which maybe it has some personal connection. I don't know. But I really liked the song. I thought it was cool. And then, so I went back and I found, first off, I looked up Halsey East Side, thinking it would be her song. It was not. It came out back in July of 2018 when Benny Blanco was putting out music. Still is, but, you know, like his projects or whatever. I'll just play the song. If I still did a song of the day, this would be it. But I don't do that anymore because it was a lot of work. Not really. Also, everyone tuned out when it got to the song at the very end. So the song's called East Side. This is Khalid singing. So that's interesting too. On the actual like studio version of the song, it starts with his verse and then she does a second verse. In the SNL performance, she did both verses. And then I went back and I watched the music video, which is very sweet. And it's about kind of, you know, being simple and young and your first love and all that kind of what you think from cheesy pop songs. But I don't know. This song just got me for some reason. I think she comes in right here. Look, I know it's a pretty standard cheesy pop song, but I don't know. I just love it so much. And I think maybe it's because I'm not listening to a lot of current music right now. And I missed things, and things that pop up now are refreshing and feel new to me because I'm not living and breathing in music. So all my friends that are at Grammy parties tonight, that's great. You work hard. You deserve it. Sometimes take a step back. It's not, what did we used to say? We're not curing cancer. Also, I can't help but wonder, if I was an artist on a major record label, especially if I was like a big artist that did well, and I went to the record label's Grammy party after, you know, after the Grammys, they always have these big fancy after parties. And I've been to a few. I remember I went to one that was in an abandoned church. I mean, $1 million budget? Probably insane. If I was a huge artist, I think I would go up to the president of that label and go, hey, who's paying for this party? What artist PO is the cocktails being charged to? Is this just coming out of the general fund? Based on whose income? Based on whose record sales piece of touring and merchandise that you get? Like if you walked into an after party, let me just pick a record label. It's tough because I have friends that work at these labels. Let's just say Republic, because they're having an amazing past few years. So if you walk into a Republic Grammy party, is like the bar like brought to you by Ariana Grande? And then the food and catering is brought to you by Justin Bieber? Is that how it works? And then like the, you know, they got to have an Instagram booth or something so you post about it. So maybe the booth is brought to you by, who else is on Republic? Taylor Swift now? Yeah, whatever. I take this shit too serious sometimes. It's nice to not care for the first time in a long time. I went and saw a movie. I want to give a shout out to a movie called The Unicorn. It's a great movie. Let me tell you why I went and saw it. I have a friend. We have a friend. His name's Michael Rizzi. I know he's listening to this because he's a lovely supporter of the podcast. And we here at The Rick Savage Show, I'm Rick Savage, appreciate your support. So Rizzi hit me and he said, hey, this movie I was the co-DP on is playing in North Hollywood. And it's the cast is like, if I had to cast a movie, a lot of these people would be in my first or second shortlist. Nick Rutherford, Lauren Lapkus, Beck Bennett, Kyle Mooney. It's just a really, really good cast. And It's a cute, funny, sweet, romantic comedy, also kind of sexy at times. Just going to throw that out there. And it's about, I don't want to spoil anything because it's on iTunes now and it's already available for rental. That's what's a great thing about these indie flicks is they run in a theater, they have a short run, and then they're on iTunes and you could rent them right then. A lot of the bigger movies you can buy for the first 2 months for like $20 and then you could rent it for like $5 or $6. Well, you should at least rent The Unicorn. If you want to buy it, go nuts, but rent it. It's like $5. It's a great movie. It's about a couple that's been engaged for 4 years or so, and they're wondering if they're stuck in their routine and if they're not, you know, as fun, as exciting as they used to be. That's Nick and Lauren Lapkus. And they explore the idea of bringing a third person into their bedroom activities. That's a basic premise. There's a lot more to it. But that's the gist to get you in. And I remember I did something with Nick Rutherford years ago. This would have been like 2012, maybe. I was producing these segments for Yahoo. And we did kind of like a man on the street segment. We were in Dallas. We just went around the town and we went to like this spot with a bunch of food trucks. And he went up and did like some trivia games with kids and kind of hosted a fake segment, a fake tour of Dallas. But it was really funny. And he was just a really sweet, funny dude. And if you know anything about me, I like sweet, funny dudes. So I've just always been a fan of Nick. So it's great that he's starring in this movie. Anyways, I decided to take out, you know, I have an old car and it sits in the garage. I decided to take it out for a cruise up to North Hollywood. The rain had stopped. It already started since then, but the rain had stopped. It was a nice day. I figured, hey, we'll drop the top. We'll cruise, go up to North Hollywood, watch The Unicorn. The weather, although it stopped raining, was still very cold. So, and by the way, that's cold for Los Angeles. It was like 52 degrees. I know in other parts of the country, it's like negative 50 wind chill, but for us, that 55 is cold. So I didn't drop the top. But I drove up, I watched a movie, thought it was great. And I started thinking like, I think I know what a DP does. Like I know what a director of photography is, right? I mean, I could at least guess. But then I decided to have Rizzy explain it in his own way of what a DP does on the set of a movie. So I said, hey, Rizzy, what exactly does a DP do? And what you're about to hear is his, I was like, hey, record a voice memo so I can throw it on the podcast. And this was his reply. And I'm just going to warn you, I had no idea one of my closest friends had a very relaxing voice.
Well, Rick, a DP is a director of photography or cinematographer, which are synonymous. They are essentially responsible to help translate the director's ideas from the script to the screen by visually telling a story through lighting and camera. They're in control of the overall camera angles and lighting decisions and managing both of those crews. They also collaborate closely with a production designer to help choose colors, textures, patterns, and really anything that you put in front of the camera to be photographed.
A few things. One, yeah, makes sense. That's what kind of what I thought a DP does. This movie, there's a great scene shot in a bar. There's a great scene in a girl's apartment where like the dude's shirt kind of matches the drapes behind him. And I saw that and I was like, oh, I think this is the kind of stuff that they work on. And there's a lot of like, this is weird to say, but I feel like there was a lot of purples in this movie. Anyways, after seeing all that, then I like almost appreciated what my friend did even more, right? Because you see all the different levels. So it's like, that's great, man. You're super talented. And then the second thing I learned is that he's got a super relaxing voice. I imagine he was just whispering that into his phone, but it just kind of made me laugh. I was like, well, you know, if this cinematography thing doesn't work out, maybe you could do voiceover work. Go see The Unicorn. It's a good flick. Oh, also, I filmed my little journey up to the theater in North Hollywood. If you want to go watch that, it's on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/RickSavageKROQ. If you notice, I haven't worked at K-Rock in about 9 years. Evidently, back in the day when you set up a YouTube channel, you could pick your URL. Now, to have a custom vanity URL, you have to have a certain amount of subscribers and a certain amount of views, and I haven't hit that threshold yet. And so I can't change the name. I can continue to use that, but I can't change the name to just Rick Savage or whatever. So it doesn't really matter, but if you want to go directly to my YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/RickSavage, K-R-O-Q. I'll put together like a little 4-minute video going to see that flick. Twitter is tough these days. If you're a fan of my old podcast, it was all based on Twitter. I would look on Twitter, I would see stuff that made me feel one way or the other, and then I would talk about it on the podcast. I'm happy the podcast has evolved a little bit where it's not only tied to Twitter. For example, when you log into Twitter, you could get kind of suggested tweets, like tweets you have missed, right? And they're categorized by things you are interested in. So if you tweet a lot or read a lot about basketball, then the first things you'll see will be like, the Lakers traded a bunch of basketball players. I don't know who they are or why it matters, but that was a big deal. Or if you are really into politics, which everyone on Twitter is, there'll be political stuff. Well, because I'm a fan of laughing and feeling good, I follow a lot of comedians. So I get suggested tweets from comedians. In case you missed it, here's the hilarious stuff from comedians you may have missed. And I'm going to share a couple of those with you in case you think they're hilarious as well. Like, for example, Ike Barinholtz. He's really funny. He was on Mad TV a million years ago, and now he's in a bunch of movies. And I think he was on one of those, The New Girl, The Mindy Project, Two Dope Girls. No, Two Drunk Girls. No, Two. What was the name of that? Was it Two Drunk Girls? Wow, it doesn't matter. Ike, funny guy. His tweet was, I will never get over the fact that the president is the stupidest person in our country. And that was him retweeting Trump not understanding the difference between weather and climate. Okay. Second tweet that I missed from comedians, you know, funny, it's supposed to feel good, laugh, haha. Billy Eichner, Billy on the Street, great show, very funny. Question, is there a legit place I can start donating money to support whoever Mitch McConnell's opponent turns out to be in 2020? I mean, like both of these politically, I'm with you guys. But I follow enough like political commentators. And I'm not one of those guys that says like stick to comedy. I think that's bullshit. Like, of course people should have their own opinion. But it's in the comedian section. I want relief from all this bullshit I'm surrounded by constantly. Rachel Bloom, she was just on an episode of The Good One, which is a great podcast about stand-up comedy. Before I went on antidepressants, I too bought into the idea of them being shameful or a cop-out. I was wrong. And then she went on, so this song is about destigmatizing this particular pursuit of happiness and also tap dancing. Okay. So I got Trump, McConnell, and antidepressants. What's the fourth one? Nick Wiggler. I didn't realize you could do that. That was in response to a tweet. Steve Schmidt storms off his podcast when asked about advising Howard Schultz, the Starbucks guy running for president. Okay. One, two, three, four, five. That's five in a row. I'm 0 for 5. Those are all people that are very funny and I enjoy following. And you're not bringing the funny. Just bring the funny a little bit. It's a weird time in our country. I think people know how much I like Chris D'Elia, the comedian, because he's just, what does he always say? I'm down for a silly goose time. You know what? Let's just have a silly goose time and let's laugh and be silly geese. That's all we're trying to do here. And now I'm going to be a hypocrite and everything I just said, I'm going to screw up because I have a fake Savage of the Week and then a real Savage of the Week. The fake Savage of the Week, I'm only mentioning because he said he's used the term savage, and boy, keep my name out your mouth, Donald Trump Jr. Just pretend you've never heard the word savage before. Trump tweeted a thing about Elizabeth Warren and called her Pocahontas and made a joke about the trail. Trail was in all caps. Maybe he knows what the Trail of Tears are. Maybe he was thinking of the Oregon Trail. Either way, super racist. President tweeted something super racist. That's crazy. But then his son posted a screenshot of it and a screenshot of someone else's reply and then just said, savage. That's the problem with my name. It's got all misconstrued. I guarantee you there's nothing savage about the Trumps. See, this is why I have to sell t-shirts. I have to bring the power back, you know? Okay, so that was the fake Savage, just to get that out of the way. Now the real Savage.
What a fucking Savage!
I'm a Savage.
Fucking what a Savage.
I'm a Savage.
Savage with a cool Savage.
They like Savage, why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars?
Something about you turns me to a Savage.
This week's Savage, I don't know personally. I don't know their name. I don't know where they're from. All I know is the real thing that happened to me like 3 days ago. And I was like, well, this is the Savage of the week for sure. I was walking to the market. Let's say I was walking half a mile from the house. Not very far. I always throw the AirPods in. And I think I was actually listening to D'Elia's podcast. So I'm kind of zoning out. I'm not really paying attention. But I'm walking towards La Brea. La Brea from Hollywood Boulevard down to Sunset, down to Santa Monica, down to Melrose and Beverly and all the way down. So La Brea is not the best stretch of, oh, ironic that there's sirens going off as I'm talking about La Brea. Anyways, so I'm walking and I didn't have my guard up. I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings. I was just in the zone, giggling, having a silly goose time, listening to Chris's podcast. So I look up ahead of me, maybe 15, 20 feet. And there's, I don't know if it was mother and son or sister and son. She was maybe 22. He was maybe 5. And I don't really pay any attention. I see the kid. He's like a cute little black kid. And he's wearing like a puffy jacket. And he's cute. They're just like a cute little, maybe a family. I don't know. So then I put my head back down and I'm kind of shuffling. And as we get closer, he looks up to me. Well, I don't know if he looks up at me because all I hear and see is, rah, scared you. And let me tell you, he scared me so bad. I jumped back. It worked. Like, I would not do well on the Ellen show. I got scared. And then his sister kind of laughed. It had to be his sister, not his mom, because there was no discipline involved. There was no like, hey, don't scare random strangers. And he walked away very confident, very cocky, kind of like a strut. It's like, you're 6 years old. You can't strut after. Well, you can because you just scared a grown man. And I was walking away and I was getting more and more mad about it. And I turned around like as if I was going to do something or say something. He was already skipping down the road. And I went, punk ass kid. And I was like, I was so mad. But also, like, he nailed me. He got me good. He scared me. He was right. He sized me up. It was like at a poker table. And he was like, this guy's bluffing. I could take him down. Let me go all in. And he got me. So to you, sir, child, to you, little boy, that I thought was cute, skipping along, Savage of the Week, right there.
What a fucking savage! All
right, I think that's it. I got to jump. I'm going to go to an open mic right now. I'm going to edit this later. So if I come back and it was incredible, maybe I'll hop back on and tell you about it. But more than likely, we're going to end right here. And then next week, TBD on the podcast. There's some traveling involved. There's a busy schedule. So I'm going to try to figure out a way to do it. But if we miss a week, my bad. It's free. We'll all get through this together. You know, I appreciate your support in this difficult time. As always, leave a rating or a review. Tell your friend. That'd be great. Find me on social medias at Rick Savage on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And then, oh yeah, go check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RickSavageKROQ. Like and subscribe. Any other plugs I need to put in? No, I don't have a sponsor yet, but that'll be coming soon. Gonna get monetizing this podcast. All right, I hope you have a great week and stay out of trouble. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
This is the Rick Savage Show.
Better than yesterday isn't for everyone.
Keep it up, Peloton!
Just one more push isn't for everyone. Being your own role model isn't for everyone.
You're crushing it, Peloton! Keep it up!
It's not for everyone, but Peloton's for go-getters, everyday heroes, and anyone who really wants it. Learn more about 30-day home trial at onepeloton.com.